Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the biggest low point for the Browns in this Kevin Stefanski era, and it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back from it. First back-to-back losses. They're by far their worst performance of the season. I would argue it's the worst. Even though they got blown out by Pittsburgh and Baltimore last year, I thought they quit yesterday. I thought they showed no life. Wyatt Teller basically said they had nothing yesterday.
Right.
They were terrible on both sides of the ball, turnovers, everything. It was horrible. Not to mention, Nick Chubb remains hurt, probably won't play. At least I'm saying that. Kareem Hunt's right. Out. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. A lot of teams have injuries. I'm just, you know, backing up the fact that they're playing poorly and they're injured. This is the low point in the early Kevin Stefanski era. It'll be interesting to see how he and the team bounce back from it.
Well, I'd like to tell you it's going to go up from here, but it might not. I mean, they had 20 players on the estimated injury report today, 10 of which were projected not to practice. We know two of them are headed for injured reserve in Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
But it's reality.
Bull, it's a reality. When you're down your two starting tackles, your two best running backs,
what are the Ravens down?
Your two best receivers, your starting quarterback.
Darryl,
I'm just saying, your entire offense has been wiped out.
Darryl, no, it's not. No, it's not. The Ravens,
yeah, it has.
Ravens have been out without their top three running backs for the entire season, have they not?
Yeah, I'm just saying, though. This is the reality.
Okay, but so is the reality that the Ravens have lost those guys too, and they're 5-1.
Is the quarterback hurt? Is the quarterback been playing with a separated shoulder?
I don't want to hear about it. Then get off the freaking field. Kyler Murray's hurt too.
Darryl,
Kyler Murray's hurt too. What did he? Did he whine? Do we whine about? You think they're whining in Arizona about Kyler Murray being hurt? Play better or get the frick off the field.
His shoulder's in a sling, Bull.
Don't play.
Adam,
why don't you play.
Why are you yelling?
Well, he might not. I mean, they obviously didn't like what they heard from the doctors today, so he's looking for a doctor to tell him it's okay to play with his shoulder.
How come last week against the Chargers we didn't hear about how hurt he was?
Well, because it didn't pop. It didn't get crushed when he was sacked in the fourth quarter like it did yesterday.
Yeah, but at that point he had already played a lousy game and he turned the ball over 3 times. That was an excuse. What's the excuse for the 3 turnovers?
I got nothing for you, man. I'm not going to argue over injuries.
Daryl's not feeling well, and Bull's attacking Daryl.
I mean, what's next? Are we going to blame officials?
Well, they suck, too. Who sucked more, Baker Mayfield or the officials? 216-578-0092. Or the defense. I'll give you a third option.
The defense was garbage. The defense played like crapola.
Rank them. Who was worse? Baker, the defense, or the officials?
I'd say the defense was the worst, then Baker, then the officials.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. They were all terrible.
Hi, Darryl. How you doing, buddy?
Having a great day, Dustin. How about you?
I'm just hanging in there. Just you guys were fighting. I want to calm things down a little
bit. I'm not fighting. I'm not in the mood to look, I mean, this is not going to get better. I have a very bad feeling when you have players talking about Thursday night's game now being the turning point and a must win, which, I mean, honestly, it really is. The Browns are not in a good spot. They are in a bad, bad place right now. Health-wise, the way their defense is playing, the way the offense has been playing, lack of execution on both sides of the ball. Like, they're in a bad spot. And I'm not convinced right now that this thing's going to get better by Thursday night.
Think they're going to lose, Darryl?
Probably.
If the spread has come down. It was at like 6. Now it's 3.5.
Yeah,
three
I mean, it, look, it, Kareem and Chubb, maybe Chubb plays. They haven't ruled him out. But I'm not confident that Chubb's going to play. Baker's a question mark, which means Case Keenum will have to start. Odell, we don't know where he's at with his shoulder. Bringing Jarvis back early is not a smart thing to do. Your two offensive tackles are probably going to be out again. I can't imagine that they're going to be feeling much better by offensively, they're just decimated right now. Defensively, they're clueless. I don't know what they're doing. I keep hearing about communication and watching the film and making corrections. And I'll just tell you, I've seen no corrections. When I watched the defense the last couple of weeks, I see zero corrections being made. The same breakdowns are happening. You're getting these, the ticky-tack penalties happen and they hurt and whatever, but as Kevin Stefanski says, don't give the official a reason to throw the flag. So, I'm not real optimistic about where this football team is right now, even though everyone's trying to put on a brave face and talk about how they're going to overcome this adversity and how they have the players to overcome the adversity, et cetera, because not enough time to heal and not enough time to get things straightened out before Thursday night.
You think Chubb goes Thursday or no?
I don't know, Dustin. I'm not confident. It's a calf injury. And again, don't want to rush these things.
No, I agree. I agree with you.
You know what? I don't want to, I'm going to pull a Kevin Stefanski here and I'm not projecting anything because there's just, you got to wait and see how this plays out. Wouldn't shock me if we go out to practice tomorrow and he doesn't practice.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. I'm beating up our beat reporter a little bit. He's not feeling well, and I'm yelling at him. So I'll calm down. Darryl, let's talk about some of the other injuries. What's the latest on that? Jarvis, what's the latest on Jarvis Landry? What's the latest on the tackles? Is there any chance those guys are going to play? Is there any chance Landry's going to play?
We are in a wait and see pattern.
Wait and see. I'm sick of hearing about his wait and see. When Stefanski said nothing, we loved him. Now he says nothing to two losses. I'm annoyed by him.
They'll practice tomorrow. We'll take attendance and see who's out there. I don't anticipate that he's going to provide much clarity on statuses. A, because they just honestly don't know. And B, the other part of that is the gamesmanship and trying to confuse the Denver Broncos about who they need to prepare for. But, it's 10 guys were projected not to have practiced today. And again, your starting quarterback, your starting tackles, your two best running backs, your best wide receiver that's on the active roster right now, or supposed to be the best wide receiver on the active roster right now, out as well. It's not great. I know the Ravens are doing spectacular things with Lamar and all their injuries in spite of all that, but this has been a very painful, pardon the pun, couple of weeks for the Cleveland Browns.
Darryl, just back to the defense for a minute and where the blame lies.
Woods.
It's on Woods?
Yeah. He's the defense coordinator.
Yeah.
If guys aren't doing what they're supposed to do, if guys aren't where they're supposed to be, if they're not communicating, if they're blowing assignments, it's on the defensive coordinator. Now, granted, it's on the players because they're not executing what but that's his job to get these guys ready. And they've been outscored, Dustin, in every quarter but the second quarter this season, okay? They're getting killed in the second half. They're playing from behind in the first quarter. So, if we're going to give Joe Woods the credit for the great job that they were able to do against the Bears and the Vikings, well, he's going to get the blame when they blow as many coverages as we're seeing them blow in these last couple of games against the Chargers and the Cardinals. And they're 0-3 when they allow 30 or more points. And, well, the last 2 weeks they've allowed 84 points combined. And that's just it's not winning football.
No, it's not, Darryl. And now, as we said, you're playing the Broncos on Thursday night. It's another home game. Even with all the injuries, and we'll see who plays and doesn't play, I still think the Browns should win this game.
Case Keenum's the starting quarterback?
What's that?
Even if Case Keenum's the starting quarterback?
He might give him a better chance with Baker's injured.
He's just as good as Teddy Bridgewater, is he not?
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Case Keenum recently to feel all that great about it. You know, I'm being honest. Like, I haven't seen Case Keenum play a game in a while. So,
They should go win the game. I don't care who's hurt. You got to suck it up and play and go win a game. Let's go. You're at home. Season's on the line. Let's get it done.
I mean, it's a win-loss business, and right now they're not getting it done. Like I said, any phase of the game, offense, defense, special teams, there are problems. And, the Broncos have lost three straight, so you look at that, and I hear you. I just
Their wins are against the Jets, the Giants, and the Jags. The Broncos suck. The Browns better win the game. I don't care who's hurt. They just don't suck as bad as the Jets, the Giants, and the Jags, who are like three of the worst teams in football, three of the five worst teams in football. So go win the game. I don't care who's hurt. Let's talk about who's not hurt. The defense is pretty healthy right now.
They're as healthy. Yeah, I mean, they're as healthy as they've been in a while.
Okay,
sure.
Then there you go. Like, shut them down. And you know what? Let's put the Ernest Johnson and Demetric Felton and run the freaking football.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Demetric right now, I think they look at him more as a receiver than a running back, but they might not have a choice just because of the circumstances being what they are. They're going to have to probably use him.
Yeah.
I would think they would need to use him in a Kareem Hunt role as far as catching the ball out of the backfield, where you line him up in the backfield and you have him catch it. You saw them doing a lot of misdirection with him on Sunday, moving him around and that from side to side of the formation and things like that. But he's probably going to be the number two running back, not by design, but because circumstances require that. And the Ernest, we've seen him the last couple of years. You know, he's a capable back. I don't know that he's a capable every down back, but he has shown promise when he's had the football in his hand. What's going to have to happen is, and I guess the thing that was most disappointing about yesterday, to your point about Baker not playing well, is Arizona came to town looking specifically to stop the run, right? And the passing game was not able to capitalize on that. And that is a little disconcerting and frustrating. So, we'll see what first who's available, and then we'll see who Kevin Stefanski is able to draw up with the players that he's available. But this is his toughest test as head coach of this football team since he came here last January.
Daryl, the fourth downs. You're with me on that, right?
My head hurts. My head. Here's the thing. When your offense
let Daryl talk first, Bull, before you jump in.
Give me an opportunity to provide you with material to yell at me for.
Go ahead.
How's that?
Yeah, please.
When your offense isn't playing well and humming along, read the room, okay? And Stefanski didn't do that yesterday. So instead of being down 7-3, he's down 14-0. And I'm not a mathematician or an analytics guru, but I know that 7-3 is a hell of a lot better than being down 14-0. And
14-3,
you're not
at your Darryl, not 14-0.
They didn't get it done on fourth down, and Arizona took the ball and walked right down the field, and made it 14-0.
Okay, so they would have scored that touchdown anyway, wouldn't they have? Yeah. Based on your assumption, so it would have been 14-3 instead of 14-0.
Well, again, quick math check. Is 3 greater than 0?
You're judging. Okay. Of course it is, Darryl. You're judging based on results, not not based on process. The process makes sense. The percentages make sense. The Browns didn't execute.
The play calling sucks and the execution sucks. Baker Mayfield's been sacked 4 out of 9 failures on fourth down. That's incomprehensible.
The Browns are 5 for 12 on fourth downs. If Odell catches those two easy plays that he dropped, it's 7 for 12. That's better than 50%. If you go for it every time and you make it 1 out of 2 times and score a touchdown because of that, you get more points than kicking it twice. That's why they do it.
Did Odell catch the footballs?
He did not. Okay. That's bad execution, not bad decision. That's it. They wouldn't have won the game. What? Would they have won the game if they had that field goal?
Look, no.
Been down six at halftime.
You don't know that. The game could have gone totally differently. We have no idea how it would have went. And by the way, they got a miracle Hail Mary. They got a miracle Hail Mary.
A miracle Hail Mary.
Prayers answered for somebody. I mean,
and by the way, that was terrible coverage by the Cardinals on that Hail Mary.
Terrible coverage. Great throw
by
Baker.
Way too easy. Like, a Hail Mary shouldn't be that easy.
Baker threw that like 70
yards. Is that
amazing?
I mean, the Browns got like a 50-something yard, 60-yard, whatever it was, Hail Mary. And we hadn't even mentioned it till now because they played so awfully.
Donovan Peoples-Jones was like the lone highlight from yesterday. With the two touchdowns. He really was the lone bright spot.
That was a nice one when he knocked what's-his-name on his ass when the first touchdown.
But I'll also say this. It's about time the Cardinals got victimized by a Hail Mary.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Daryl. We'll argue again another time.
Sounds good.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.